the devil he was weather-beat and forced to take a tree. Because that the tempest, it was so great, his way he could not see. But under an oak, instead of a cloak, he stood to keep himself dry. And as he stood, a friar in his hood by chance came passing by. And the devil he made the friar afraid, with that he crossed his breast. Then up the devil started, the friar was faint-hearted, you may wink and choose the best. For I am the friar, and thou art the liar, therefore thou art my father. I am a doctor of evil, and thou art the devil, the worser I hold thee rather. A collier and his cart came by, which coals he did use to carry. And as soon as the devil he did him espy, he caused him a while to tarry. For why, I do think that with thee I must drink, and he called for a glass of claret. Now I find by thy smell that thou camest from hell, and I fear thou hast stole my chariot. Then the next that came by was a chimney sweeper with poles, his brooms, and shackles. What meant'st thou, man? The devil, he said, that thou used all those tackles. I prithee, gentle blade, tell me thy trade. Thy face, it is so besmeared. Hast thou been so black, and thy tools at thy back? Thou'dst have made me sore afraid. Sir, a chimney sweeper, I do profess, although my trade's but mean, it is for to sweep all dirty holes and to keep foul chimneys clean. Then go thou to hell, where the devil he doth dwell, and he will give thee a piece. Got a merry old dog, when I shear my hog, then thou shalt have the fleece. The next that came by was a tawny moor, and the devil did him see. And he sleered on his tawny skin, crying, friend, art thou any kin to me? For sure your skin doth resemble our kin, therefore let us walk together, and tell me how you do allow of this tempestuous weather. Then the next that came by was a gunpowder man, which coals and brimstone sifted. That in 3/4 of a year himself had hardly shifted. Then up the devil rose and stuffed his nose. He could endure it no longer, cried, away with this fume, 'tis not fit for the room. It will neither quench thirst, no, nor hunger. I prithee, gentle blade, tell me thy trade, as thou hast so strong a smell. It is for to make gunpowder, he said, for to blow the devil out of hell. And if I had him here, his joints would I tear, he should neither scratch, no, nor bite. I would plague the devil for all his evil, and make him leave walking by night. than a tinker worse than all the rest, although he was not so black. By chance, as he came passing by with his budget on his back, he cried, "Yonder is the devil's tree. Let us see who dares go thither, for it will sustain from the wind and the rain or any tempestuous weather. That shall be tried." The devil then he cried, then up the devil he did start. Then the tinker threw his staff about, and he made the devil for to smart. There against a gate he did break his pate, and both his horns he broke. And ever since that time, I will make up my rhyme, it was called the Devil's Oath.